NBC presents Best of All. Part one, saluting Jerome Kern with Earl Wrightson, Elizabeth Doubleday, Clark Dennis, and Roy Scheel in the orchestra. And part two, saluting the MGM production Brigadoon, starring Gene Kelly, Sid Charisse, and Van Johnson, with music by Frederick Lowe and lyrics by Alan J. Lerner. This is Kenneth Banghart presenting for NBC Best of All, a program saluting each week outstanding American composers of musical comedy, operetta, and motion picture scores. Later on tonight's program, we'll hear music from the soundtrack of the new MGM musical Brigadoon with Gene Kelly, Sid Charisse, and Van Johnson. First, however, part one, in which Earl Wrightson, Elizabeth Doubleday, and Clark Dennis join Roy Scheel and the orchestra in a tribute to the late, great composer who for years in the 20s and early 30s had no equal in the field of musical comedy, Jerome Kern. Kern started long before that, however, and his first smash hit, with which we appropriately open, was an interpolated number in The Girl from Utah. Elizabeth Doubleday and Clark Dennis sing, "They Didn't Believe Me."
And when I told them how beautiful you are, they didn't believe me. They didn't believe me. Your lips, your eyes, your cheeks, your hair are in a class beyond compare. You're the loveliest girl that one could see. And when I tell them, and I'm certainly going to tell them, that I'm the man who's won, one day you'll be, they'll never believe me. They'll never believe me. That from this great big world you've chosen me.
And when I told,
composers of music that's singable, danceable, hummable, speak a universal language. And Jerome Kern is, of course, no exception. From the time when he first learned the diatonic scale on through the time when he and his brothers played eight-handed piano recitals with their mother, and on, until he received that crowning accolade of our civilization, a high-budget motion picture based loosely on his life. Jerome Kern gave pleasure to everyone with an ear to hear with, a foot to tap with, or a pretty girl to dance with. Earl Wrightson provides us with an exhibit in point as he sings from that great musical of 1920, Sally, a song that no one has forgotten yet. Look for the silver lining. Comes a time in the career of every composer when he reaches his peak, and he and the world often know it immediately. In Jerome Kern's case, the happy year was 1927, and the triumph was the score of that glorious musical, Showboat. From this show, Clark Dennis sings, You Are Love.
You are love. Here in my arms where you belong, and here you will stay. I'll not let you away. I want day after day with you. One truth forever true. You are
From another great Jerome Kern score, this time Sweet Adeline, Elizabeth Doubleday sings, Why Was I Born? One of Jerome Kern's contributions to motion picture scores was music for High, Wide, and Handsome, which starred Irene Dunne in 1937. From this score, Earl Wrightson sings, Can I Forget You?
Can I forget you? Or will my heart remind me that once we walked in a moonlit dream? Can I forget you? Or will my heart remind me how sweet made the moonlight seem? Will the glory of your nearness fade as moonlight fades in a veil of gray? Can I forget you when every night reminds me how much I want you back again?
Not the least of the pleasures that popular music can bring us is the nostalgia that comes whenever a song is played that we danced to when we were, say, a little younger. Anyone, for example, who was courting or being courted around 1939, when Jerome Kern's Very Warm For May opened on Broadway, will quite possibly get a little misty-eyed as Clark Dennis sings the great ballad from that show, All the Things You Are.
Of springtime that makes the lonely winter seem long. You are the breathless hush of evening that trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are the angel glow that lights a star. The dearest things I know are what you are. Someday my happy arms will hold you, and someday I'll know that moment divine when all the things you are mine. You are the angel glow that lights a star.
The motion picture Cover Girl gave us another immortal song. Sung by Elizabeth Doubleday, here is Jerome Kern's Long Ago and Far Away.
You're here at last.
1940 was a year when sadness hung over the land like the smoke of battle. Throughout the world, there was grief at what had happened to Paris. Of course, it wasn't the province of the writer of popular songs to take cognizance of political or military events, but Jerome Kern, who had been to Paris and who loved it, was moved to write about that city, and write about it he did. It wasn't a song about the occupation. It was a song about Paris as the composer had known it. It was a love song to a city, and in a way, it could have been written in any year. But in 1940, it had a special meaning. Earl Wrightson sings one of the most beautiful of Jerome Kern's songs, "The Last Time I Saw Paris."
Time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. I heard the laughter of her heart in every street cafe. The last time I saw Paris, her trees were dressed for spring, and lovers walked beneath those trees, and birds found songs to sing. I dodged the same old taxicabs that I had dodged for years. The chorus of their squeaky horns was music to my ears. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. No matter how they change her, I'll remember her.
When all is said and done, perhaps the nicest thing that composers of popular songs do for the rest of us is to give us a way of expressing ourselves when we're in love, or even when we only think we are. If love does indeed make the world go round, the writer of ballads, whose skill can evoke beauty in a slum and moonlight at noon, are magicians whose conjurings amount to a public service. Fewer marriages are made in heaven, we suspect, than in parlors where the radio plays low. And for that reason, we're closing our tribute to Jerome Kern with a song of his, which for countless pairs of lovers has since 1927 been making the world go round pleasantly and deliriously. From the great musical Showboat, Elizabeth Doubleday and Earl Wrightson sing, Why Do I Love You?
Why do I love you? Why do you love me? Why should there be two?
Listening to Best of All. Tonight on part one, just concluded, Best of All has presented the music of Jerome Kern with Earl Wrightson, Elizabeth Doubleday, Clark Dennis, and Roy Scheel in the orchestra. Part two will salute the MGM musical Brigadoon, starring Gene Kelly, Van Johnson, and Sid Charisse, after a brief pause for station identification. Stay tuned for more Best of All over most NBC radio stations. This is Kenneth Banghart presenting part two of Best of All, a musical tribute to the great new MGM picture Brigadoon, starring Gene Kelly, Van Johnson, and Sid Charisse, with music by Frederick Lowe and Alan J. Lerner. Before we hear the music from the MGM soundtrack, I think it would be a pleasure to hear from two of the stars of the movie who can tell us something about the story of the picture. Here, then, are two of Hollywood's brightest stars, Gene Kelly and Sid Charisse.
Hello, and thank you, Ken. Everyone connected with MGM's Brigadoon is honored that Best of All has chosen to return to the air with a salute to Brigadoon.
My thanks, too. Those were very kind words. But, Gene, you're the one who plots the dances we do. How are you on plotting what we can say after an introduction like that?
Oh, I'd rather dance. However, if we are going to sit this one out, well, you might start off by telling how you wore out 5 pairs of dancing slippers a day for 1 full week.
And almost a pair of feet a day. But it's easy to explain. You're a stern taskmaster, Mr. Kelly.
Ah, faith, now, shit, it's Brigadoon you should be blaming. And cinemascope.
I'm afraid you're right, Gene. It was Brigadoon and dancing over hills and boulders and rough dirt trails that wore out those shoes and left me with blisters. And, of course, cinemascope meant that the hills were even bigger than they might have been otherwise.
That's right. You know, we might explain that this was our first picture on this tremendously sized screen and that it meant quite a difference in working out our dance routines. That is, we certainly couldn't complain that we found the sets confining.
Hardly. You know, Gene, pictures always have seemed so much less restricting than the stage. Now they're even more so, or should I say, less so.
Well, I know what you mean. But speaking of the stage, I'd like to tell the folks, if I may, that we were blessed in having a great stage hit to start with in doing Brigadoon. Its music and its story of the little village that makes its appearance in the Highlands one day in every 100 years and always unchanged has been a favorite of mine for a long time. In fact, Sid, I began hoping it would be filmed and that I could have a part in it even before it opened on Broadway.
How was that, Gene?
Well, I happened to be in New York a few years ago, and when Alan J. Lerner and Frederick Lowe invited me to hear a preview of a new show they had written, they played those songs they had composed, and Alan told me that story, and it was Brigadoon as they had conceived it. And, well, I couldn't help but see the film possibilities in it.
Seeing it finally become a motion picture has been a thrill for me, too, even with the sore feet.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know what people have asked me most about this picture? Well, ever since the filming began, my friends invariably have asked, how is it you didn't go to Scotland to do the picture?
Well, I think I just suggest that they see the picture, and then I think they'd have the question answered. If you remember, when we previewed Brigadoon in Hollywood, most of the audience believed we had filmed it in the Highlands.
Yes, they did. But never having been there myself, I didn't know how closely our sets resembled the real Scotland.
Well, I can vouch for that. For last year, when Arthur Free, the producer, and I were in England filming 2 of the sequences of Invitation to the Dance, we found time to spend a few days in Scotland. We actually stood on the very bridge at Brigadoon. That's an old stone bridge over the Doon River, you know. And,
mm-hmm.
And we really were thrilled by the beauty and the rare color of all of Scotland. But later, when we stood on our own stage in Hollywood and looked at this huge set of rolling, heather-covered hills, we were thrilled all over again.
Yes, it was a remarkable set. And incidentally, I understand it was the biggest ever built at MGM. But think of the trip we missed.
Well, that's right, we did.
You know, Van Johnson said almost the same things on the stage one day. Say, I wonder if Van is listening in. I'd like to tell him how wonderful he was, particularly in that dance with you, in the number I'll Go Home with Bonnie Jean.
You know, Sid, it's funny, but seeing Van dance seems to surprise everybody. They've forgotten he started out on Broadway as a hoofer, and a darn good one, too.
I remember he was dancing in Pal Joey, the show that resulted in your coming to Hollywood.
That's right, and he followed me out by only a few weeks. We used to do our worrying together, wondering if we hadn't made a mistake in leaving the stage. We usually wind up phoning New York and talking to the gang backstage just out of homesickness.
Now I'm sure you're both happy you made the change.
Oh, I think so. After all, where else could you walk into a sound stage and find yourself suddenly transported into the midst of hundreds of the Scottish clansmen and kilts and those flamboyant tartans and dancing and playing their bagpipes just as they must have done a couple of centuries ago?
Well, it certainly came out impressively. I've never heard anything like it.
Well, nobody else has either, as far as I know. You see, not only do you hear the bagpipers and dozens of drummers in the picture, but they're also accompanied by a full symphony orchestra. No one knew what that would sound like until they tried it the first time. Everybody had their fingers crossed until they heard the results and knew it would work.
Gene, that's one thing about our work in Hollywood. It never gets monotonous. Each new picture always seems to bring some new experience. But I, for one, won't soon be forgetting Brigadoon.
Nor will I.
Gene, I've enjoyed talking with you again about it all.
Well, thank you, Sid. Me too. But please, let's not let another 100 years go by before we have the next dance together.
No, let's not. And, Gene, I think Ken Banghart can take it from here, don't you?
I do, too. So back to you, Ken, with all our thanks.
Thank you, Gene Kelly and Sid Charisse. Musically, the play opens with a song which sets up the situation. The MGM Orchestra and Chorus play and sing Once in the Highlands.
The highlands of Scotland, deep in the night on a murky rain. There in the highlands of Scotland, two weary hunters lost their way.
And this is what happened. The strange thing that happened to two weary hunters who lost their way.
And as our two young Americans peer through the mist, they see a village. A village that is not on the map. They move toward it, while in the background the chorus sings softly about this village, Brigadoon. And descending into the village, the travelers come to a square filled with villagers dressed in colorful costumes who seem to be preparing for a wedding. This, of course, is McConaughey Square, and that's the title of the song the villagers sing.
Come all to the square. Come all.
Salt and meat, I'm selling there at the square, laddie.
Come eat to the fair.
Eat for sale or barter there at the square, laddie.
Come ye men, come ye men.
cream, come sip it and ye will vow that this is the finest milk and cream that ever came out a cow. Though finest it is, the price is small, with milk and the cream alack, there's nothing to do but sell it all. The cow wouldn't take it back.
Come on.
Come over to Sandy's booth. I'm selling the sweetest candy here that ever shook loose the tooth. I eat it myself, and there's no doubt it's creamy and good and thick. So, laddies, I hope you'll buy me out. 'Tis making me kind of sick.
And, of course, as is to be expected in either a movie or in life, the boy is attracted by the girl. In this case, it is Tommy Albright, played by Gene Kelly, whose eye is caught by Fiona Campbell, played by Sid Charisse. It's Fiona's sister Jean whose wedding day this is. And when Fiona leaves the group to pick Heather for the wedding, Tommy follows her, and the two sing Heather on the Hill.
Can't we two go walking together out beyond the valley of trees, out where there's a hillside of heather curtsying gently in the breeze? That's what I'd like to do, see the heather, but with you. Now, mist of May is in a gloaming, and all the clouds are holding still. So take my hand and let's go roaming through the heather. Morning dew is blinking yonder, there's lazy music in the rill, and all I want to do is wander through the heather on the hill. There may be other days as rich and rare, there may be other springs as full and fair, but they won't be the same, they'll come and go. For this I know, that when the mist is in the gloaming and all the clouds are holding still, if you're not there, I won't go roaming through the heather on the hill, the heather.
At one point in Brigadoon, Fiona, the character played by Sid Charisse, explains to the other maidens in the town why she is not yet married. Her explanation is naturally enough a musical one, and here it is, Waitin' for My Dearie.
Waitin'
lassie, as everyone knows, will try to be married before 25. So she'll agree to most any proposal. All he must be is a man and alive. I hold a dream and there's no compromising. I know there's one certain laddie for me. One day he'll come walking o'er the horizon. But should he not, then an old maid I'll be. Foolish he may say, foolish I will stay. Waiting for Matilda, and happy am I to hold my heart till he comes strolling by. When he comes, my dearie, one look and I'll know that he's the dearie I've been wanting so. Though I live 40 lives till the day he arrives, I'll not ever, ever grieve, for my hope will be high that he'll come strolling by. For you see, I believe that there's a laddie for his dearie, me.
In our workaday world, a young man often feels impelled to tell another young man how he feels about some young woman or other. Now, in life, this is usually pretty dull listening, but in a musical play, it's often a delight. In Brigadoon, for example, where Tommy, played by Gene Kelly, tells Jeff, played by Van Johnson, that it's almost like being in love.
Maybe the sun gave me the power, for I could swim Loch Lomond and be home in half an hour. Maybe the air gave me the drive, for I'm all aglow and alive. What a day this has been, what a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I could swear I was falling. I would swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love. When we walked up the brae, not a word did we say. It was and her arm linked in mine made the world kind of fine. It was life seems to be bell that keeps ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love.
In McConaughey Square, Tommy and Jeff have become friends of the gay bridegroom, and Jeff, played by Van Johnson, joins him as he sings, "I'll Go Home with Bonnie Jean."
I used to be a roving lad, a roving and wandering life I had. On any lass I'd drown, who would try to tie me down? But then one day I saw a maid who held out her hand, and I stayed and stayed. And now across the green, I'll go home with Bonnie Jean.
Go home, go home, go home with Bonnie Jean. Go home, go home,
I'll go home with Bonnie Jean. Aberdeen, I used to know a lass with an air, and her name was Jo. And every night at 10, I would meet her in the glen.
But now you'll not see her again, especially not in the glen at 10. For now, across the green, you go home with Bonnie Jean.
Go home, go home with Bonnie Jean. Go home, go home,
I'll
go home with Bonnie Jean.
Thank you.
You have been listening to excerpts from the actual MGM Records soundtrack album of music from Brigadoon. And now here once again is Gene Kelly.
Thank you, Ken. It's really been wonderful to sit back and listen to the music from Brigadoon again. Sid Charisse, Van Johnson, Arthur Freed, Vincent Minnelli, and Johnny Green join me in thanking Best of All and NBC for saluting our efforts. So long.
Thank you, Gene Kelly. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Best of All. On part one tonight, we feature the music of Jerome Kern with Earl Wrightson, Elizabeth Doubleday, Clark Dennis, and Roy Scheel in the orchestra. On part two, we paid tribute to the fine new MGM musical Brigadoon, starring Gene Kelly, Van Johnson, and Sid Charisse, with music by Frederick Lowe and lyrics by Alan J. Lerner. Next week, Best of All will offer a very special program indeed. The composer we salute will be Irving Berlin. And in addition to Jack Haskell, Polly Bergen, Sylvia Michaels, the Keith Texter Singers, and Skitch Henderson and the orchestra, you'll hear Bing Crosby, Rosemary Clooney, and Irving Berlin himself. This is Kenneth Banghart inviting you to be with us again next week for our tribute to Irving Berlin with Bing Crosby, Rosemary Clooney, Irving Berlin, Jack Haskell, Polly Bergen, Sylvia Michaels, the Keith Texter Singers, and Skitch Henderson and the orchestra. Continuity for Best of All was written by Robert Senadella. This is an NBC production directed by George Boutsack.
This evening, Lucina Mara joins the telephone hour on the NBC Radio.